An Instagram post gets an unexpected boost. A TikTok catches in the algorithm. Sometimes that's all it takes to launch someone into internet fame. But then what? This Blew Up is a new podcast documentary that reveals how social media stardom is made. It's a different kind of fame that's not always as glamorous as it looks. From Spotify and the Ringer Podcast Network, I'm Alyssa Bereznek. You can listen to This Blew Up on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock. A lot of stories to get through this week, including a lot of Christmas stories that we will get to at the end. Tis the season. But first, this is really exciting. Hot Pocket. I love Hot Pockets. Do you like the Hot Pockets?
I haven't had a Hot Pocket in 25 years. And I know that you remixed the order of the stories. I did not expect this to be A1. So you have to pitch this to me as A1.
Hot Pockets are releasing a pair of cargo shorts in conjunction with a brand I had not previously heard of.
Oh, yes. That was my favorite part. What's the Columbus, like the Institute of Fashion?
Fashion Alliance. I hadn't heard of it before.
CFA.
And they are releasing a pair of cargo shorts that has a pocket specifically for keeping your hot pocket warm.
Yes. And the Columbus Fashion Alliance is a group of creatives in the Columbus area with a passion for fashion and hot pockets.
So I will say Columbus is like the mecca of like testing out food for the people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fashion. It's like Paris Fashion Week, Paris, Milan, New York, Columbus.
Columbus is like America's testing ground. Like
this is
real.
A known thing.
Yes, like all of the chains.
They're like representative of the country type of a thing.
Yes, all of the chains like try out new products there and stuff. So this makes sense to me. I've never been to Columbus.
Uncle Tom.
Nice.
Yeah, Uncle Tom lives in Columbus.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say for like a Michigan Ohio State game.
I went to one of those too.
In Columbus.
Yeah, but shout out to Uncle Tom.
Shout out to Uncle Tom. So anyway, they're doing this in Columbus. Makes sense. I bet Hot Pocket has an office there. There's a lot of food stuff there. No pun intended. Anyway, have you seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, but once. And I don't remember anything about it.
Well, in Napoleon Dynamite, Napoleon takes tater tots from lunch, like from like the cafeteria, and stuffs them in his pocket, in his cargo pant pocket. And for whatever reason, that has really stuck with me. I mean, it's not for whatever reason. That movie was like a thing for a short time. And that was one of like the funny scenes, whatever, whatever. But the combination of a food I love, Hot Pockets, and a scene from a movie that I love was just so exciting to me. I wanted to hit it first.
Well, there's one thing I loved about this is it captures a very a high caucasity practice, which is shorts in the winter. Mm. Shorts in the winter is a very much a, there's a certain like demographic that is the shorts in the winter person.
A college kid
or like a thick neck white guy in their late 40s or 50s.
Okay.
That sort of looks like an ex-cop.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that particular type of white guy loves like a hooded sweatshirt with like a vest and then shorts, high socks, and like some steel toe boots.
Okay. So I was like, high Caucasity. So that's you're saying a white person thing.
Yeah.
Got it. I thought it was a college kid thing. Columbus, also college town.
Yeah, college town.
So just made sense to me. Mm. But I'm just excited about this.
It made me wonder, why do I not eat Hot Pockets anymore?
Well, the article that this is from Food & Wine, the article pointed out something. They were like, yes, calzones, patties, and empanadas already existed. And I was like, huh, never thought about it that way.
Yes.
They kind of ruined Hot Pockets for me.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? That's on me. Shame on me. Yes, I should have made that connection. And coincidentally, I had an empanada today.
Mm.
So there you go.
What kind?
It was like a peanut butter and jelly empanada.
What?
It was awesome.
No.
Yeah, it was free. That's why I had it.
Okay.
I never would have bought it, but I loved it. It was from Sophie's Empanadas.
I do like Sophie's Empanadas, but I would never order a peanut butter and jelly one.
Never had it before.
If it's free, whatever, yeah.
I love free food. As I said in a meeting earlier today, I'm highly motivated by free food.
I think like 20% of your motivation to do this podcast is to get free food.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. I love free stuff.
Great.
All right, next. This is shocking to me. Trader Joe's is making macarons. Not macaroons, macarons. French cookie that like
macaroons had the coconut.
Yeah,
macarons
are French.
The multicolored macaron. Beautiful French cookies that look really nice.
Yeah, they are making them with a maximum 2.6% alcohol content. Boozy macarons.
Boozy macarons.
I don't want boozy food. Like,
no,
that sounds awful.
I never looked at alcohol and said, you know what? I wish I could eat this. You know what I mean? Like, this never happened. I've never been like, What if we could infuse a burger with bourbon? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't
Gross.
Do it for me. I've had a boozy milkshake before, which was nice, a little decadent. But, like, I don't need a cookie. I don't need an alcoholic cookie.
No, me neither. Also, it's rum, French brandy, and Cointreau. I mean, this is just, like, not the flavor palette I'm looking for. This is not the Juliet.
No, it is
Maybe
not.
Maybe if yes. it was, like, a pineapple
with vodka, vodka vibe.
Yeah.
Yes. But again, vodka. You would probably rather have a Juliet than that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I did like the tweet, though, when they said not since Dickens have three spirits. You know, been so important to the holiday season. I was like, ooh, I like what you did there. I love a good pun joke.
That is a good pun. Good job, Trader Joe's. I will say Trader Joe's is just really good at marketing and branding, coming along with something to talk about at right time.
Yep.
Here we are talking about it.
And again, just to tie it back into the first A1 story that was so important to you, only time I'd eat these. Give them away for free. If I'm in Trader Joe's, they've got one there. Like, you want to try a boozy macaron? I'd be like, all right. I also was today years old when I really truly learned the difference between macarons and macaroons.
Yeah, I mean, it's confusing. I really prefer macarons, but...
I prefer macaroons.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't like a coconut dessert.
I do like a coconut dessert.
Most people do. It's an oddity. I know. It's one of the many things that makes me strange.
A mound, an almond joy?
Absolutely not.
Delicious.
Never. No
Delicious.
Thanks. No. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
We've discussed this man before. The Liver King.
The Liver King.
The guy who only eats raw meat,
yes,
allegedly.
We are very familiar with the Liver King's work.
His name.
You'll never believe this.
His name is Brian Johnson.
Which is so weird.
What, his name is Brian Johnson?
Yeah, I just found it weird. It's just like a normal name for the Liver King.
It seems like a made-up name. Like,
yes,
maybe not his real name.
Yeah.
Like, he changed it. We
weren't
sure.
His real
sure.
name is like Sven. You know what I mean?
Sure. Anyway, guess what, Jacoby? It turns out he is not on an all-natural raw meat diet. Can you believe it?
That was the second, like, that was, obviously, we all knew that he wasn't on an all-natural, just organ-only diet. And he's super jacked if you've never seen the Liver King. The most surprising thing about this story was $100 million annual empire of fucking what? Well, how is the Liver King making if you just took a pen and pencil and write down it's like, that's a lot of money. A year, and it's like selling supplements? What? How is he making $100 million a year? How?
Well, it's like Athletic Greens is like a huge business. People just like that, like, fake protein shit. Maybe that one's real. I don't
$100
know.
$100 million, Juliet?
I feel bad that I assailed Athletic Greens. I think that's legit. But anyway.
Okay. Please don't sue us.
I take it back.
Please send us some free shit for the
I
next
take
taste
it back.
Test.
Well, what I do want to mention, though, is that this just kind of reminds me
$100 million?
Of, like, a baseball player. Who also makes like $100 million and at some point has to say, to quote Brian Johnson, I lied and I misled a lot of people. Yes, I've done steroids and yes, I am on steroids.
Yes.
Brian Johnson or your favorite baseball player?
Yes. Liver King or Hall of Fame baseball player. The intersection of those circles. I lied to a lot of people and I misled a lot of people.
And I am
yes,
still
I've done
doing steroids.
Yes.
So
I just want to see.
He picked the wrong profession, is what I'm saying.
I picked the wrong profession. This guy's making $100 million. I'll eat liver for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if I can get $100 million a year. Would you go on an organ only, a raw organ only diet if you knew it was healthy for $100 million in a year? Oh, I would do that happily.
That's
$100 million is generational wealth.
Why haven't you gone on the challenge yet if you're willing to do all this stuff?
Because the prize, you chop up like $250,000 and Johnny Banana ends up stealing it from you at the end. No way. This is, we're talking $100 million. $1 million is 1,000 thousands. This is 100 of those.
Here's what he said he was having. Raw liver, bone marrow, and bull testicles.
You had me until bull testicles.
I thought so.
Yeah. I'm like, bone marrow's actually really good.
Just do steroids and get really good at hitting home runs. Yes, and then you don't have to eat this.
Yeah, Aaron Judge.
He's still going to keep the money, I think. Did Barry Bonds get back any money? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Are you suggesting that Barry Bonds took performance-enhancing drugs?
Is that still like up for debate?
I don't think he's ever like truly tested positive.
Oh. Bobby's a baseball fan. Or Bobby's subbing in for
he's also
today.
In charge. He's the guy who's going to, we could get sued. Is this slander? Are we slandering Barry Bonds right now?
No, I think it's widely accepted.
Okay.
But he never tested positive.
I also think it was widely accepted that liver can do steroids too.
So once again, he's just like a baseball player.
Yes.
All right. Next one. This is from listener Nora. Nora, thank you so much for following up.
Is this Nora Ephron, you think?
She's dead. Why'd you have to bring her
up? Oh, wow. I'm so sorry, Juliet. I apologize to the Ephron family and to you personally, Juliet.
I didn't know that there was Arizona hard iced tea.
I didn't either.
I would like to try that. Anyway, she sent us a tweet. And so Arizona hard iced tea is not 99 cents. It costs more. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
They didn't say Arizona hard iced tea is going to be 99 cents forever. They said Arizona iced tea is.
Yes. And also, like, if you add alcohol to something, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah. It's also like just like 20 more
minutes.
Material. So
I bet the macarons are more expensive than regular macarons.
Yeah. I think that's probably right. All right. Next, a story from TikTok to leverage your expertise as a father, Jacoby.
Oh, God.
There's a mom and she has a young child. This woman is named Raquel Tolman. And to feed her child, she like throws food on the ground and then has the baby like crawl to get it, basically.
Yes.
If people have
lost their fucking minds over this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have some thoughts.
Okay.
Here's one thing that I've learned as a parent. I don't judge how other parents get through the day. Whatever you do in your own home, if it works for you, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, whatever works for you is fine. Would I just, like, drizzle Cheerios on the floor so my baby can roll around and grab them and then eat them? That's not my parenting style.
What if your floor is really clean?
It's a carpeted floor. It's a carpeted floor, too, which I think is just disgusting outright, regardless if there's a baby there or not. Yeah, like, every time I was looking at apartments, if I see a carpet, I'm just like, I'm out of here. I don't even care. I don't even care if you can rip it up. I'm just out of here.
It's a no.
However, counterpoint. It is good for the motor skills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's good for the motor skills.
Seems like an activity.
It's, yeah, time killer, which is basically parenting in a nutshell. Just killing time. Just waiting until they fall asleep again. And so I wasn't as appalled about this. I don't really judge how other people get through the day. If the baby's healthy and fed, and I think she has another kid, so she's kind of like killing time while she spent time with that kid. I really don't care what you do in the comfort of your own home. If you don't harm the baby, I don't think the baby's going to die from getting a little, like, you know, dirt crust on its Cheerios.
Main takeaway, this baby's so cute.
Cute baby.
So cute.
And little. It's a little baby, so it's like, it's learning how to, like, use its little fingers and stuff.
Yeah, I think, whatever. This woman lives in Utah. There's so many viral videos come out of Utah.
Like, just very fertile for viral videos.
And for fertile children,
land.
Maybe.
Who
knows?
Very fertile.
It's kind of disproportionate to the population. Like, we've had to cover so many trends.
Yes, there's Florida man and there's Utah video.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're learning.
Yeah, basically.
We're learning a lot here at Food News. Florida man, Utah video. Columbus food.
Next. A woman, I think we may have discussed this previously, or someone else did this. But anyway, a woman named Caroline Dudridge, I believe she's in the United Kingdom, if I recall correctly.
The last name does indicate that. But none of the words used in there indicated that, because there's dollar signs on everything.
You're right.
Yeah, I think she's stateside.
She's charging her family for...
most likely UK heritage, though. Dudridge.
This is a UK story.
Oh, okay. Back on me.
Yeah, back on you. she is charging her family for a Christmas dinner. Did we talk about this last year for a Thanksgiving meal, perhaps? Well, I support it. Honestly.
I do too. And it's one of those headlines. It's like funny. You're like, oh God, I can't wait to roast this woman. Then you're like, oh, like her husband died and she's on like pension for like $1,500 a month and she's trying to make ends meet and she doesn't think it's fair and everyone should chip in. And she talks about like the electricity. I'm just like, okay, now I feel bad. Now I want to like Venmo her. You need to come over.
Yes. I will say if your family's fine with it, that's great. I will say she is very strict.
Yes.
She does not allow late payments.
No, December 1st.
She checks at the end of November to see who has paid and who has not.
And she follows up with phone calls. She's not playing around. And she starts, this is the part that I'm a little concerned about. She starts shopping for discounted foods in early December. A little concerned about that.
I think it depends. If it's like something that's like a pantry item, I'm okay with it.
Sure.
Yeah. Do I want her to be buying like
the ham?
The ham? Yeah. No. Yeah. I do not. Like, that's, I agree.
A little concerned about this.
I agree with that.
And here's the thing is one of the reasons I don't mind having so many kids because at least like one of them will be wealthy. You know what I mean? Hopefully. She's got five kids. Not one of them has enough to just be like, you know what, mom? Guess what? I'll pay for Christmas dinner this year. Not one of them?
All of them. Not all of them are paying the same amount. Her sons are paying 15 pounds and her daughters are paying 10 pounds.
Because they don't work as much.
Yeah.
This apparently it's like 1975 wherever she is.
She's put a lot.
And the grandkids are $3 a plate.
Yes, 5 pounds. And if they're under five, $2.50.
Did you notice the one picture like, of the table setting? When they're at the table, it looks very normal, like Rockwell vibes. Mm-hmm. And then there's this one picture that they post, like snuck in there. It's like a wedding table setting. And I'm like, wait a second, did she do that? It's like the cover and the bow on like the rented. That can't be her setting, right?
Well, is it one of those like Christmas thingies where like then you put the crown on, those popper things?
All of those nouns made no sense to me in the same sentence. Poppers are not what we discuss on Food News.
Popper, it's like. It's this. This is a Christmas
thing. I just saw
thing.
Like the NDA came out. I was like, "Don't do poppers." I'm like, "What took you this long to say that?"
It's like one of these things that are like you pull it apart and then there's like a crown inside of it. It's a Christmas popper. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes.
I've only done it one time.
I've never had like a confetti explosion crown.
It's like a piece of paper and you pull it. It's like it's like.
Oh, I've seen something like that. It's kind of like a confetti explosion thing. I've seen those like once in my life.
That's what this is on the plate. And then there's a crown inside and they all wear them at dinner. I think I've also like seen this in like Notting Hill or like.
Yeah, this seems very British, not American.
It is.
Yeah, we don't wear crowns at the table during Christmas.
Some people do. I'm just your Christmas traditions are different than mine, and that I don't have any.
I was about to
and
say,
neither do you, apparently. Yes,
my Hanukkah traditions are also different than yours.
Hanukkah is not a religiously significant holiday, so
whoa!
I appreciate you mentioning it, but like it's all marketing. Like I just don't. I feel it's like important to mention that.
So it's like the Valentine's Day of Jewish holidays.
It is timed around the same time, so it is the miracle of lights. But
the miracle of lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the oil lasted, whatever.
Okay, yeah. I've heard the story.
But it just doesn't really matter. It just, like, it's not that important to Judaism. It's not, like, one of the foundational holidays or events. It just happens to be at Christmas, so it's turned into a marketing event.
Oh, you've invited me over to Rosh Hashanah?
Passover.
Shit.
It's okay.
It's a great time. Great time. A lot of reading. A lot of wine.
All right, next. This is from Shilpa. Thanks so much, Shilpa. We love it when people write in. This is another cheese lawsuit. Our second one
litigation.
In recent weeks.
We have a lot of litigation here on Food News recently.
A woman,
this one more legit than last week's.
This woman named Amy from Illinois is suing TGI Fridays because the mozzarella sticks that they sell do not actually have mozzarella.
So these aren't mozzarella sticks from the restaurant, which is what I thought they were. They're packaged mozzarella sticks that you buy from Amazon and they come frozen and you heat them up. And it is not mozzarella cheese. It is cheddar cheese.
Yeah, they should call it what it is.
Cheese sticks.
I will say also like cheddar cheese. Like I love a great cheddar cheese from Vermont
or
whatever.
There's a wide spectrum of cheddar cheeses.
Such a wide spectrum. So like is cheddar cheese to some just like filler? It's just like.
Yes, there's you can get cheddar cheese that is very close to mozzarella. At the pizza place I worked at, we might have employed that.
Oh, interesting. Did you tell people?
No.
What did you do about the color though? Was it like a white?
Yeah.
Like so it was like a fake. It was a white cheddar. Yeah. But, like, is it actually cheddar or is it just, like, something that they
like
call
cheese.
Cheddar?
It's just, like, cheese, yeah.
Like, the way that you call something that tastes like a grape flavor, grape, but it's just grape.
Yeah, it's just cheese.
It's just, like, fruity flavor.
Yes.
It's for your medicine. Anyway, I don't know who, I don't, again, like this type of thing, what's the finance behind it? Because like, is she really going to get a lot of money? Is it really with the
lawyer's judge
time?
Dismissed TGI Fridays because they're basically just lending their logo to this other corporation. So the TGI Fridays lawyers, they're like, all right, we're out of this.
Yeah.
But there is good, I think she is going to be awarded money. But it's also one of those things where like, is it one of those where like, if you've ever bought these before in your life, you get a piece of the settlement? You know those ones?
Yeah, like last week.
Yeah. With the Velveeta. Like, so, yeah, so like this woman's probably spending time and money on this and she's going to end up with like 45 cents because everyone else jumped on.
What about the lawyer who's taking this on? It's just like—
Pro bono for sure.
Well, a lot of the time with these kinds of cases, you only get the money if you win. So I guess they like,
oh, they're gonna win,
feel
now.
They could win, but still.
You can't put mozzarella sticks on the front of the packaging and then cheddar in the ingredients.
Yes.
I'm surprised it took people this long to figure it out.
Such a shock. All right, moving
this,
on.
This we have to discuss.
Christmas?
No.
Franzia?
No.
Hellman's making
eggnog? Yes, mayo nog.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Christmas time. Let's talk about some Christmas products,
let's
people.
Let's do it.
Mayo nog. Hellman's is making eggnog mayonnaise. And man, that sounds fucking gross.
Disgusting.
So gross.
Disgusting. And I'm a mayo person. So, like, there are people who are just like, mayo, that's a hard pass.
Sean
no.
Fantasy is like, has a firm no white condiments rule.
Yes. So, if you look at like the flow chart, like, do you like mayo? Like, mm-hmm. I'm on the yes side of that. There's a no side of that, which is like, let's just not even discuss this any further. It's like, do you also like eggnog? Yes. Do you want mayo eggnog? That's when I go to the no side. No, thank you. No.
Agreed. It's a frozen beverage, basically.
Read the ingredients. I found it pretty interesting.
As the name implies, frozen mayo nog completely swaps out the egg for mayo, mixing dark rum, apple brandy, whole milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, vanilla, nutmeg, and cinnamon with a quarter of Hellman's mayonnaise per 3-serving batch.
So that's milk, heavy cream, and mayonnaise in the same batch.
10
mayonnaise
minutes.
Is eggs and oils, just whipped up.
Eggs
egg
and
yolks.
Water and oil, yeah.
Yeah.
Eggs
so,
are the third ingredient, according to this article.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess that's why. It's like just kind of cutting out some of the work. I don't know. It's gross.
I'll do like an egg white in a fancy cocktail. You know those? Like a fizz
sure,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that tastes pretty good to me. But mayonnaise in a cocktail, just no. Just no.
I think I would be okay with eating it. I just don't really want to know.
Like, what about mayo and coffee? People
did you
do that.
Tell me.
Would you ever do that? Mayo and coffee? Remember the Lakers were doing that? Didn't they win the bubble championship because they were drinking that stuff or something?
Maybe. That was a different time.
Yes.
I would be willing to try this. I just don't want to know about it. So like,
I like that. I like that.
Just make it. I'll try it and just be like, oh, it's a great Christmas.
It's going to be good.
Eggnog. I just tried eggnog for the first time in like a really long time.
Oh, we could do some eggnog.
My mom buys eggnog like without the alcohol and then adds it herself. And I had like just eggnog, no alcohol. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's thick. Yeah. One Christmas Eve, my sister-in-law, Judith, came over to my home in Los Angeles. Kevin Wilds, Food News listener, was also there. And we went hard on the bourbon eggnog cocktails, like a little too hard. It's a great drink, but like five of them is a bad idea. A really bad idea.
I understand.
Christmas morning wasn't great.
And also it's so much sugar.
It wasn't great. Christmas morning was not great.
Bad. All right, next. If you want to show your Christmas cheer, here's a new way to do it. Outside of your house, you could get a giant boxed wine, like lawn ornament thing from Franzia, the wine of everyone's freshman year of college.
Yes.
So I like it. That'd be funny for like a—
It's kind of funny. If you were driving down the street and you were like, and you're in one of those neighborhoods where everyone has like the huge display.
Yeah.
And someone had a boxed
That'd
wine
be really funny.
With a Santa hat on there. I'm in. It's only like $50.
Especially if it was like a really fancy house and you're like—
Yeah. It's
cool,
5 feet tall,
Franzia
3 feet wide.
Yeah,
I'm in.
That sounds great.
This.
Sounds great.
And apparently, I read the article, apparently like Franzia is like into this kind of stuff. They have all kinds of like merch. They're like a podcast. They're trying to make money off merch.
Smart.
Yeah.
I support that.
We should get some Food News hoodies.
I love merch. So.
Listen, so do I. You love things you love. Relationships.
Friendship specifically.
Coffee.
Merch. Backstreet Boys. And
beverages.
The musical Hamilton.
Yeah. There you go. Great musical.
And bagels.
Just saw it. It's great.
Every state has a different most popular candy.
This is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit.
Like, when I was just going through this, Connecticut having Starburst as number one?
There's a lot of them that have Starburst.
Starburst is trash.
Starburst is fine, but it's not a holiday candy.
No chocolate, no interest. That's what I say.
So that's you, right? But if you try to objectively look at this list, It's insane. Multiple states have Starburst as their number one holiday candy. That makes no fucking sense.
It must have been multiple choice. That's my only explanation.
None of it makes sense. No, they actually say that, like, we talked to distributors. This is based on our sales. 15,000 people were, like, surveyed. This is bullshit because Snickers is the number one holiday candy in New York. What?
Can I tell you where I never will go?
Okay, hold on. It's a state?
Yeah, based on this.
Okay. South Dakota.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh, that's lovely. Pez, New Mexico.
At number two? Pez?
Oh, that see, this is fake. This is fake. But the second I saw this story and I started going through it, I was like, who published this? We need to do a journalistic investigation into the results of this survey. Because Pez, no one eats Pez. My kids don't even know what to do with Pez. I got him a Pez dispenser. They're like, what is this?
My friend Rachel has two sons, and one of them was like negotiating for dessert, and part of his negotiation was Pez. And I was like, listen, Eli, there's no point in Pez. Pick something better. Just ask for more for yourself.
Did you have dessert when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see, we did. So, like, I have dessert. I get my kids dessert, and, like, my in-laws judge me heavily. Mm. They're like, dessert, huh? That's a thing? You do that? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think kids do that these days. Yeah. I don't know. But Pez, absolutely
Pez,
not.
No, this is all lies. You know what? I'm calling bullshit on this entire practice.
I think it was multiple choice because it's inexplicable.
It is bullshit. Starburst holiday candies? Do they even make like green and red Starburst?
I don't know. I don't like Starburst. No chocolate, no interest.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On the topic of Christmas, let's get to our taste test. Today's taste test.
Controversial.
Panettone.
You texted me, said, I would like to try Panettone. And I was like, the first thing I thought of was the different colors.
Pantone, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, I've never heard of this before in my life.
I can't believe you've never heard of it.
So never heard of it.
To me, it's just like a Christmas bread. I don't really know the point of it.
I think you're the Christmas expert we're learning.
I think so. Podcast. Maybe that's my outsider's view. I've really been taking it in.
You really have, yeah.
So I always see panettone, as producer Bobby told me how to pronounce it properly, and I've never tried it, so I went to Whole Foods, and I got three kinds to try. So we're trying a traditional, a limoncello, and a double chocolate. I'm most excited by the lemon.
I know.
You thought I was going to say chocolate.
Yeah.
But I'm going for lemon first. I'm opening it up. We've got three little ones
here. You start here. I'll fill a little bit. Ingredients are too large. Oh, that's how you make panettone French toast.
Well, it smells like alcohol. Is it supposed to smell like alcohol?
Wow.
I've heard that it's actually better if you have it with like coffee or toasted with butter.
And by I heard, like, because Bobby just said that 30 seconds
and
ago.
And my two other food correspondents.
Okay, good.
Many other people.
All right, we'll start with
it. Smells funky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a muffin.
I like it.
It's a brioche muffin.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
That, no. Too lemony. Whoa. No. I've got like a lemon chunk. No.
It's like a lemon drop.
No, thank you. That's easily, no. Let's go traditional now.
I like it. Okay.
I do not like that.
Traditional has fruit and nuts in it, I think.
Made with European butter and cage-free eggs.
Okay. I like, it's originally from Milan in Italy. I like how hard they're going on European roots.
Yeah.
This is from Whole Foods, obviously. My go-to.
Originally from Milan.
I don't like nuts in my sweets, in my baked goods. But I like raisins.
Oh, so this is traditional involves raisins. Oh, okay.
This is good. I mean, I like it. It's bread with
it's brioche. It's a brioche muffin.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, let's go to the good one.
Why are people not into this stuff?
Because it's not like, that good.
I feel like some people hate it. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to eat a whole one of these.
I would. With jelly or toasted with butter?
No, thank you.
I'm in.
All right.
And this is right up my
Christmas
alley.
Thing, you're saying?
What?
This is a Christmas thing?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Ooh, double chocolate. It's got a whole different texture and look. Yeah.
Huh. This one looks worse to me.
Nope. Not working.
This is like a very old baked good that's been sitting on the shelf for like 2 weeks.
You know what? I wish I never had panettone.
Wow.
Don't like it.
Do you hate Christmas?
I love Christmas.
You don't but even I don't celebrate need it.
Italian
don't know
Christmas
about it.
Brioche muffins. Not that good.
I liked it. Would eat. Would eat again. It would be really good toasted.
Didn't work for me.
With some butter.
Did not work for me.
You also don't like brioche, as we discovered recently.
Yes.
So that's on you. That's a really weird opinion.
Okay. It's not that good.
All right. Let's move on. Personal food news. I went to a holiday party last night at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Whoa. It's the 7th.
It was awesome. It's only really like 10 more days until people start going their own way. They had a lot of different food stations. One of them was the mashed potato teeny. I was there with my friend Ashley.
Mashed potato teeny.
It was a martini glass with a large helping of mashed potatoes and then a topping bar. And you just
do
your own.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Here's the thing. It was a really fun idea. I didn't have any because the holding of a martini glass, beverage glass and like and a utensil was too much.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any.
Prioritizing booze. I like it.
It was a fun, thank you. It was a fun idea and like a funny thing to tell you about. And while the lights were off, like while the party was happening and it was like cool mood lighting.
Yeah.
I was like fun. Then the lights came up at the very end. I was like, there's just way too much mashed potatoes sitting around here.
It's just like, I like that you stayed at the holiday party at the Met until the lights came on. Shout to you.
Yeah, it was not that late. It was like 9.
Okay, and also just like large quantities of mashed potatoes are kind of disgusting.
Yeah, the best thing I can possibly think to do is go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art when it's like closed to the general public and it's like just fewer people. It was awesome experience minus the vast quantities of mashed potatoes.
I do like the pick your own topping bar though. That's nice. Yeah, sure. It's kind of like a 16 handles or a tasty delight of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, with bacon bits and
instead
cheese.
Of frozen yogurt, it's just make your own mashed potato dish.
Great stuff.
Mine is going to be brief because we're running out of time and I want to get to listener food news. I'm about 20 years late on this, maybe 15.
I was going to say 20 years old. I was like, you are?
No, I'm not. I was over 20 years ago. But I'm reading Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
You know where it takes place?
New York City, West Village.
And then he goes to Cape Cod.
Oh,
30 seconds.
He starts in Cape Cod.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm reading that. A lot of food news in there. And I suggest it to other people. Guess what? Great writer, great personality. Who knew?
It is a great book. I love reading.
R.I.P. him and Nora Ephron.
Let's the patron saints of this podcast.
Yes.
Let's get to our listener food news from Duffy.
Great name.
Hi, Juliet and Jacoby.
Hi.
This is Duffy from Los Angeles. Like Jacoby, I do go by my last name. Anyway, I'm a big fan from way back, and I was so excited when you guys brought the podcast back in this iteration. It's also nice that you guys keep it to a tight 30 because it's the perfect podcast for a run, like when you're signing off. I know it's about time to start walking. But my question is, it's regarding your thoughts on cheersing food items. Mm-hmm. You guys kind of touched on it in the sushi episode, and it's been an annoyance for me for a long time. There's all these travel shows or food documentaries, and the host like awkwardly cheerses a cheesesteak or a chicken wing or an oyster before taking a bite with whoever's across the table from them, and it always makes me laugh, but also makes me absolutely cringe. I just hate when someone holds up a chicken wing and is like, cheers. I mean, from a health standpoint, of course, horrifying. But from a personal interaction standpoint,
Duffy's a lot of thoughts.
Like, why? All this is to say that I'm 100% anti-cheersing and anything that is not a drink. Your opinions are appreciated, and let me guess.
Thank you.
Okay. So Duffy presents a habit, his opinion, does not like it. However, I feel like it's on us to solve this problem.
Well, you don't like it either, because I tried to do it, and you were like, what are you doing?
No, you said, I wish there was something like Cheers for Food, and I was like, there is, bon appetit.
That's not Cheers for Food.
That is Cheers for Food.
No, it's not.
It's Cheers for Food. We're about to eat. You say bon appetit. I say bon appetit. We eat.
I think bon appetit is more of a command and less of like a toast.
What?
Like, someone tells you, like the chef says bon appetit, or like your server says bon appetit. You don't necessarily
say a command.
Well, it's more of like a directive. It's more, it's like wishing you like a salutation. It's not something you do together.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I've never done that.
So I cheers food with my kids, but they're kids. So how do what do we do here? I'm with Duffy. I don't think we should be touching food and saying cheers.
It's, yeah, it's gross.
Touching food doesn't make sense. I think like before we eat, a little acknowledgement, like a little raise of the glass, but food?
Oh, like the fork?
Yeah, just kind of a little
what
raise.
About clinking forks.
I don't know.
We just need another custom.
Yeah.
We'll think about it.
Do you know one thing I do like though? I have a couple friends that like pray before they eat. That's it. I mean, I'm not suggesting other people do this. This is a weirdly religious episode of Food News.
Saying grace is what you're looking
for.
No.
Like, it's more like a quiet, like, head down, like, thing. Like, okay, now I can eat. That was always nice, but I don't think that's going to solve our problem for Duffy.
I think that's also kind of either personal or religious.
Yes.
And it's not like a...
It's not group.
Yeah, it's vibes. Not like a...
So what do we do? How do we solve this for Duffy?
I don't know either.
Well,
think about it, Duffy.
You know what? You should probably think about it, too, at home. And call us at...
646-STEW. That's STEW-138.
646-STEW-138. How do we solve this problem?
Let us know. Thank you to our producers, Bobby Wagner and Ronick Nair. We'll be back next week.